Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Take a look at the currency that you have in your pocket, if you still have any currency. And you will see statements such as, in God we trust, not in Obama we trust, or in Hillary we trust, or in socialism we trust, or in the New World Order we trust, or in Soros we trust, or in Schumer we trust. God is back in America. And as I said to you before on this show, I think it was God's will that this underdog Donald Trump won. Now, it's been said that America loves an underdog. And it's true that America loves an underdog. But it just shows you that the media is not America. It shows you that the government media complex is the old world order. It is not America. And that's why Trump calls those vermin in the media, or Salenterites, if you want to be classy about it, fake newsmen, fake newswomen. He's 1,000% right. But let me tell you something. There's a lot more to this story than meets the eye. When I met Mrs. Trump and Mr. Trump, President Trump, Saturday night, well, there were things that occurred, some of which I will tell you, some of which I will not tell you. I went out there to Mar-a-Lago on the chance that I might have a minute with the president, maybe 10 seconds with the president. How many billion people are there on the earth? How many of those billions would like to meet Donald Trump? Maybe all of them? It was a great honor to meet the president, but it wasn't in passing, though. It was in a handshake and a line. I'll tell you more about that later on. So I watched the rally on Saturday before going over to Mar-a-Lago, and I was shocked, pleasantly shocked. I actually was reduced to almost to tears as Melania, Mrs. Trump, came out and read the Lord's Prayer. I could not believe what I was listening to, that she had brought back God and dignity to the presidency after 8 years of the opposite. You're going to tell me Obama really went to church? You're going to tell me Obama or Mrs. Obama ever referred to God in 8 years? Now, you got to understand what the battle is about right now on this planet. It's those of us who believe that God exists or know that God exists and see God as good and God behind America, and those who don't believe in God, the atheists, who hate America and want a New World Order government to run this country and use us as basic cannon fodder for their needs. So I watched the speech. I was stunned because of the heartfelt nature of the speech. And later on, I went to Mar-a-Lago. I was invited to a dinner by my friend from Newsmax, Chris Ruddy. And he had told me that Laura Ingraham would be at the table. My family would be at the table. And several other individuals who will remain anonymous would be at the table. And, of course, there was no guarantee that I would meet the president. I went there on a chance that I have a minute with him or 5 seconds with him. But I will tell you this. It was longer than 5 seconds. I sat with the president for well over an hour alone in front of the entire club. We had dessert together. In fact, I don't eat dessert, but if the president of the United States offers you a plate with 5 ice creams and chocolate syrup on it, I ate dessert. I even said, President Trump, I normally don't eat sweets, but I'm going to eat sweets. He eats sweets. Look at him. Doesn't drink alcohol. Look at me. So I ate the ice cream. The chocolate syrup was great. I knew I wouldn't sleep that night. I didn't sleep very well, but I was sharp as a tack from the chocolate and the sugar. And I got to say this going back again. Trump is a regular guy. He's just exactly what you think he is. We talked about the old neighborhood in Queens, New York. We grew up on different sides of the track, you see. He grew up on the so-called richer side of Union Turnpike and Jamaica Estates next to Cunningham Park. I grew up on the other side, in the attached houses on the other side of Union Turnpike, Utopia Parkway. He came from a hard-working but fairly wealthy family. His father built it out of nothing. And I came from an immigrant's family. I'm not complaining about that. I learned hard work, I'll tell you that. So we talked about our upbringings. We talked about the old neighborhood in Queens, New York, different sides of the tracks. I got a minute to tell Mrs. Trump how moved I was by her prayer. And when I say to you I was moved by her prayer, I was moved by her prayer. And when I tell you that I told her that, I'm telling you I told her that. I didn't just say, oh, it was great. I said to her, Mrs. Trump, that was the most beautiful speech a First Lady has given in my entire life. And I know why you gave it, Mrs. Trump. It's because you came from an Eastern European nation, a communist nation when you were a little child, where God was not permitted to be mentioned. And now you live in a free nation, and you wanted to thank God for not only what you have, but what the nation has. I got to tell you something. Not only is she otherworldly beautiful, which she is, and gracious, which she is, but she is a woman who outdoes Jackie Onassis. And that's why I mentioned the prayer and how important it was in our conversation. I'm not going to divulge much more of what we talked about because we didn't talk about policy. I'm not a member of his cabinet. But you have to ask yourself, why did he keep me at his table for over an hour? Why? I'll let you figure out why. He said certain things to me that I can repeat. I don't think he'd be offended if I repeated them. In fact, I may as well save it for right now and do it right now. I'm going to save it for and milk you to listen longer. My son was there. And in front of my son, he did something that every father in the world dreams of happening. You want to hear it? And I don't mean at the table. This was earlier or later. Who remembers? It was a blur. I think he was leaving with the security detail, which was overwhelming. It was fabulous to see that he's so well protected by the Secret Service and by his own security and by the Palm Beach County Police and by God knows who else. It was fabulous to be to understand that the vermin will be put where they belong should they try something stupid. Anyway, I think it was toward the end. I don't remember exactly. He was getting up to leave the club. I'm thinking it was packed. This place was jammed. No matter what the liberals tried to do to him with his businesses, you couldn't move in there. There was not a seat available on the patio for dinner. And then there was an event, a fundraiser for a heart foundation, I believe. 500, 1,000 people in another room, packed to the rafters. People love to be there. And the fact of the matter is, I think as he was leaving, I got up to say goodbye or something like that. Who remembers? And I said, President Trump, I just want you to know something. I said, I'm a certain age and I'm not going to be here forever, but this is the greatest night of my life. Do you know what he did? The president of the United States, who the vermin in the media try to turn into a man who does not exist inside his skin, the lowlifes, the Lilliputians. Do you know what he did? He put his arm around me. And he looked at my son and he said, we need another 25 years out of this man. Keep him well. That's Donald Trump. That's the real man. Not the fake story that you hear from Charles Schumer or Wolf or Jake. No, no, no. The real man is a fine man. And as I say, the wife, Mrs. Trump, outdoes Jackie Onassis. She's such an honor for America to have as a first lady. Her prayer said it all. Well, there's more I could tell you, and there's less I can tell you. Savage meets with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Hear what his assistant learned from workers at the club. That's coming up later. My lucky assistant was brought with me, and he hung out at the bar. There's a couple of bars there. He ate before I did, unfortunately. We were sitting and waiting for the fish. I asked the waitress, did my assistant get food? She said, yeah, he ate about 30 minutes ago. They gave him very little. Workers like workers, okay? They send this fish to him first. But I didn't know he was keeping notes. He actually went and spoke on his own. I didn't tell him to do it. I guess casually he asked the workers what they thought of the situation. Well, you hear what he has to say. And then, strangely, a strange, unexpected visit occurred at the table toward the end of my sitting with Mr. Trump over dessert. I'll tell you who it was. I have nothing to hide because I was shocked that he appeared at the table and what he said to me. But I don't want to give it all away right now. It's too much, and I don't want to mislead you into thinking he divulged anything to me. He didn't. We talked mainly about the old neighborhood. Now, the reason he had me over to the table was, as I had told him earlier when I first met him, I'd love to talk with him about science and how I could help him save billions of dollars, by the way, in the sciences and the waste of money. He said, okay, so that's why he had me over at the table. But we talked mainly about, you know, neighborhood stuff. Well, I try to explain to him not what global warming isn't. I started by saying, you know, I wrote about the Vostok ice core samples in Government Zero, and I stopped myself before I even said that sentence, because the average person doesn't want to hear it, let alone the President of the United States, who has 10 million things going on in his mind at once. I said, let me tell you the story about global warming, President Trump. It's real simple. There have been at least five ice ages on this earth that we know of in recorded history. Five ice ages came and went long before there was industrialization. It has nothing to do with mankind. Big smile. Big smile, simple. It's simple. I don't need mathematical formulae. If you went to the fifth grade, you could understand that. Now, this is coming from a man who's devoted his life to conservationism. That's me. So don't tell me I'm a polluter. I'm the opposite. The fact of the matter is, we all want a clean earth, and I've worked for it my whole life. But let's not use hysteria to rob the public. Let's not use hysteria and lies and fake science to sell a false bill of goods to keep the bureaucracy and the contractors rolling in fat. I said, President Trump, there have been five ice ages, at least that we know of, that have come and gone, and they came for some reason, and then the ice started to melt off for some reason, long before there was a Model T Ford, I said. As I said, the president sure appreciated that one. It's kind of irrefutable logic, which is sort of missing in scientific circles these days. People with logic have been driven out. People who work for the government media industrial complex are in. Well, that's the opening barrage to the Savage Nation today. There's much more coming. Savage meets with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago on Saturday. Why would CPAC choose the obscene exhibitionist Milo as their main speaker is another topic. Transgender rules to be changed by the president. What does it mean? What did Obama actually do, and what is Trump changing? Will Steve Bannon be removed from the NSC, as is reported today? If so, why so? I just got to tell you this before I take my first break. I'm an emotional person. I can be extremely logical when I have to be, but I can be very real and emotional when I am. This was the finest night of my life. There's nowhere to go from here. And that's it. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Nation, we are making America great again. In fact, if you'd like to see a photograph of the president and Michael Savage and Chris Ruddy, a rare photograph, because photos are not allowed inside Mar-a-Lago for security reasons. That's a story unto itself that I'll tell you right now. Sort of at the end, chatting with the president, this was just before or after he put his arm around me and said, we need another 25 years out of this man, to my son. I think my son said, can we take a picture, Mr. President? The Secret Service immediately said, no, put the camera away, as you'd expect. Mr. President said, no, no, let him take a picture. It was, I swear to God, it was like, no, 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 let him take a picture. So they grimaced. And he gave the camera to someone. I don't know who got the picture, but she or he took the picture. It came out black. We looked at it. So he says, take another one. President says, take another one. So that's the picture that wound up on MichaelSavage.com. It was tweeted out by Laura Ingraham. She loved it. Let's see. Chris has no tie. Mr. President has a red tie. I have a green tie or brown tie. Son has no tie. And I have a bow tie for dinner every once in a while with marinara sauce. Carmine on WABC Line 1. What's on your mind, Carmine?
Michael, I saw that photograph. It's a fantastic photograph. I'm so happy for you. You played the Melania's Lord's Prayer. I had to pull over driving. I was so emotional. And the fact that you said it was the greatest night of your life, it's so patriotic, Michael, that it's. I was crying. I'm crying. I wanted to share with you. You're an emotional person. It's so patriotic, Michael. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful to have a president who is as real as this man is. And the more you get to know Donald Trump, the more America gets to see the real Donald Trump and the real Melania, the more they're going to dismiss the little solenterates, the worms in the media, for what they are, those in the fake news business. I mean, he's so much bigger than them that his reality shines through. That's the reality. How is it that they attack a woman like her? There's a writer for the New York Post named Laura Italiano who ripped her apart the other day in a paper. If Murdoch had any decency in him, if Murdoch had a shred of decency in him, he fired that witch for what she was saying about Melania Trump. But Murdoch's not much better than the people in the fake news business who work for him for letting that woman rip apart a first lady like this with all sorts of allegations. The same people who had nothing to say while Mrs. Obama was abusing America for 8 straight years have nothing but ill statements to make about Melania. Why? The woman speaks 5 languages and they mock her English?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
It's not like I'm in a weird mood. I'm in, you know, I'm just myself. But the thing is, I'm talking to you, the Savage Nation, as though you're in the room with me. And it's the same way the president talked to me as the way I'm talking to you. This guy is as real as he appeared on this show. For the year that I had him on the show, remember, many of you said, it sounds as though you two know each other. You have such a rapport. Remember that? You used to say it sounds like like Donald Trump knows you. He didn't know me. I only met him once before, years ago, in passing. And all we talked about was the lettuce at Mar-a-Lago. Remember, I told you a couple of years ago I was there. And I met him, and for 1 second I said, your lettuce is really good on the buffet line, and he got a kick out of it. He said, yes, I oversee everything. And that's how you have to run a business, by the way. This is how he's going to run the government, incidentally. Anyone who runs a business knows that the CEO himself has to go out there and eat the hamburger if he owns a chain of 10,000 hamburger stands to know what the hamburgers taste like, or he's going to lose his business. So he manages right down to the silver, the cutlery, the tablecloth, make sure it's right. And it's the same with the country. That's why people don't like him who have been robbing the country blind. They don't want you to see, they don't want him to see what they've been doing. So of course they're using all the flack they can to attack him. Now coincidentally, my book Trump's War arrived when I got back. It was waiting for me in the rain hanging from my gate. Trump's War's Battle for America. It's out, not out yet, but I got the first hardcover copy. A couple of things I got to tell you about it. I'm so pleased to see that I have endnotes for each chapter, which I really wanted so badly in all of my books that were missing in one of them. Every statement that is made in every chapter is numbered with a reference. You know what I'm saying? Chapter 9, Trump's War to Restore Real Science, has a reference, and it shows where it's from, Forbes magazine. That's so that you can cite the reference and the source. Anyway, it was great to have it. So I'm at the table, toward the end of the ice cream and the chocolate syrup. Who pops up at the table? Reince Priebus. Now, as you know, I wrote a critical article about Mr. Priebus a few months ago, which I got to tell you, I was ill-advised. I was misled in plain English. I don't know the guy. I don't know these people. And being an outsider, it's sometimes easy to make a mistake. Guy comes up to the table, and he says, Savage Nation, Michael Savage, love your show. I said, I was stunned. I mean, here's the guy, the chief of staff to the president of the United States of America. Says to me, love your show. I said, I sat back and I said, I didn't know what to say. So I said, I hope I haven't offended you in some way. No, no, no. He said, you're not like the others. He says, you're an edgy guy. He said, I love you. I've listened to you since I'm a kid. My father loves you. He listens to you in Wisconsin. On and on like this. So we talked, him and I, you know, kind of out, you know, right out there. And I said, you know, my new book, Trump's War, is coming out. I'd love to send a copy to you for your father. I said, can you give me your address? So he gave me his card, which says whatever it says on it, with his cell phone number. And he said, text me anytime. And he texted me his home address. So I'm sending him a book. So what am I saying to you? I don't know what I'm saying to you. I'm just telling you what happened. I'm giving you like a documentary. I don't know what I'm saying to you. I'm giving you a black and white documentary of my night at Mar-a-Lago with the President of the United States. I'm not giving you any more than that, nor anything less than that. A lot more is going to come up. But I'll go back to the key point for me, which is the emotional point. You want to hear it again? Because I'll tell it another way. As he's leaving, after he and I spent well over an hour, I didn't know it was an hour. I thought it was 3 minutes, 5 minutes. But the people with me said, you were there for 90 minutes. I said, are you kidding me? No, he had you at the table for 90 minutes. First, it was with Mrs. Trump, where I thanked her for the Lord's Prayer and explained to her why it moved me and why it moved the nation. Because you grew up in an Eastern European nation ruled by communists who are atheists, who didn't permit God to be mentioned, and you wanted to make a statement that God is back in America. I wanted to thank her for that so profusely. She understood what I was saying to her. After 8 years of those phonies in the White House and the Clinton years with the fake Bible, do you remember those years? Now you know why they hate Melania, because they can't lick her shoes. All of the night crawlers at the New York Post. They can't lick the dust off her shoes, the night crawlers. Those who, whatever, I don't want to get angry, because anger is not where I want to go today. Not at all. The high point, again, was as he was leaving, blah, blah, blah. I said, President Trump, I just want you to know this is the greatest night of my life. And it was. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't feel it. Because it was. Period. Now, remember this. I've been in the radio business 22 years or so. I don't know. March would be 23 years now. 94, I'll do the math again. Then I hate doing the math. Because you go 94 to 17, there's a 23. Then you say going forward 23, you won't be here. Then you go back. I used to do stuff like that. Like 1965, where I was. I was like, she's like 1944, the atomic bomb, 1945. It was like ancient history, 45, 65. It's only 20 years ago. But when in 1965, 20 years ago, felt like 200 years ago. Now in 2017, 20 years ago, seems like yesterday. Blink of the eye, goodbye, Charlie. That's all. So I said to him, it's the greatest night of my life. And look, I'm not going to be around forever. I just want to say to you how great this night is for me. And he turns to me and my son, puts his arm around me, and he says, we need this guy for another 25 years. Well, I'm going to tell you something about the energy he gave me. He gave me a new lease on life. Because he had said something to me earlier in front of everyone, which I will repeat to you. He said, without you, I wouldn't be president. He didn't say amongst many. He didn't say you're one of many. He said, you made this presidency possible. He even said a little bit more than that, but I don't want to repeat it. And I asked someone next to me, did he actually say that? Yes, he actually said that. So you have to ask yourself, what does that mean? It means that he knows what's going on. More was said, and I can't say more, and I don't want to say more. You'll be hearing more over the months and years to come. There'll be changes made, and things happening that you probably do expect and don't expect. And I hope that my book, Trump's War, His Battle for America, chapter by chapter, will be used by the A-Team in their future endeavors against the deep state and against the enemies within. Because he's got a huge battle on his hands. Trump's war against the enemies within, Trump's economic war, Trump's war to repeal Obamacare, Trump's war for our borders, Trump's culture wars, Trump's war to restore the military. War against the war machine, war against the rhinos, war to restore real science, war for the First Amendment, war for the Second Amendment, war against the deep state, and finally the battle plan. And I hope that when Mr. Priebus gets my book in a couple of days, he looks at it carefully and realizes that I have been the architect in many ways of the entire revolution. And the change that's going on in America today, you can either thank me for it or you can hate me for it. But all you got to do is look at my track record going back to 94 when I talked about borders, language, and culture, and ask yourself, who was the chief architect of this messaging? And it's happening. Now it says DACA program is going to be over. Then it says millions targeted for possible deportation under new Trump rules. It's all happening. And there's a huge battle for the soul of America going on. I don't have to tell you that. We know about the Lilliputians in the media. But the Pope pops up, the bouncer pops up, and says Muslim terrorism does not exist. It's beyond comprehension how every intelligent, educated Catholic cannot see who this man is. How you cannot see that he's a lifetime left-wing agitator who, as a bouncer, worked his way into the church, now runs the Catholic Church and runs it as though it's a college class in global warming and in racism. And now he comes out with the biggest lie of the world, of world's history, Muslim terrorism does not exist. It's unbelievable how people don't understand what's going on in the world. There's a war going on for the soul of America, for the soul of the West, and for the soul of freedom. And as you well know, Donald Trump is on the side of freedom and on the side of nationalism and on the side of populism. He represents the people, which is why the worms in the media hate him so much. They don't represent the people, do they? You're telling me that Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper and all the other clowns who put out these false memos every day, they represent the people? No, they don't represent the people. They talk to each other as though they're in a college classroom somewhere, and they all agree with each other. They represent the New World Order, or the Old World Order, whichever way you want to put it. And Donald Trump opposes everything that they stand for. He's pulled the rug out from under them. And that's why they hate him. But I want to go back to the beginning. It's the Lord's Prayer thing. Do you know how important that was for a First Lady? And by the way, she read it very shyly. I wonder if I can divulge any more about that. You know what was spontaneous? Let me put it to you this way. It was spontaneous. It was not scripted. Nobody told her to do it. Nobody told the great First Lady, Melania Trump, oh, get up there and read this. It'll move the rubes out there in the woods. No, that's not how it happened. Nobody knew what she was going to do. Nope, I can guarantee you, as God is my witness, I'll stand here right now, I swear on 10 Bibles. I have a Bible right here, which I open the show with. My old beaten-up Bible, the Holy Scriptures. I make a prayer on this book every day before the show. I swear on this Bible right now that I know for a fact that no one knew what she was going to do when she got up on that stage in that rally in Florida, in Melbourne on Saturday. She just stunned me personally as I watched it on TV. I was like, you know how they say, taken aback? I literally moved back watching it. I was taken aback. It was so humble and so real. And it was so powerful to see that God was back in the White House. God was back in America. The exact opposite. The exact opposite of what the liars in the media are telling you. The liars are so bad that they would rip a First Lady apart who they are so jealous of. Anyway, you're going to see great things in my estimation. And I'm going to say one last, it's not my last thing. I'm going to say one thing right now because I said it that night and I'll say it again. I'll say it to you in a third person, even though I said it to him in a first person. I have been with Donald Trump from the beginning because his message is my message. My message is his message. And I will be with him right until in eternity. Not to the end. I didn't say to the end because there will be no end of this message. I'll be with him through eternity, meaning through infinity, rather. Because it's my message. And his message is my message. My message is his message. Borders, language, culture. Now, he's going to have a lot of rough water. He's going to have white water. He's going to have turbulence. There are going to be scandals, real and imagined and made up. There's going to be a few missteps. I will be there for him. That's who I am. I'm a loyal personality. Many have turned on him already in the media, made believe they were his friends. But they're what they're doing right now is just what they did during the primaries. You listen very carefully, very, very carefully, on the radio, television, blogs. The same people who were ripping him apart during the primaries, then made believe they were his friend after he won, are now ripping him to shreds every day. Those are the neocon ventriloquists I warned you about. They are going to grow in numbers. The chorus will get greater. But not from this guy, not from me. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Michael Savage back on the Savage Nation show. Look, many of you don't know this, but I used to be the director of nutrition for one of the largest health food chains in the country. And I found this product, Super Beets, and it's really one of the most impressive natural functional foods I've seen in my career. And it has to do with blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. Do I have to spell out what that means? Okay, guys, pay attention. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert into nitric oxide in the body. You know what that is, don't you? Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Do I have to spell it out? Super Beets works three times faster to give you results you can feel. It tastes great. I use Super Beets, and stay away from me. I use it every day. I can feel the energy and stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Call 800-481-0504. That's 800-481-0504. Or go to SavageLovesBeets.com. That's SavageLovesBeets.com. You're going to get a 30-day supply for free. It comes with your first order. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. You're also going to get a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or your money back. That's 800-481-0504. And now back to the stories of the day. Mainly, you want to know about my meeting with President Trump, and it was a casual meeting. It was not arranged. I took a chance on going across the country, by the way. I had been invited to the dinner by Chris Ruddy of Newsmax. I didn't know if I'd meet President Trump. I mean, we didn't even know if he'd be there, by the way. No one knows what his schedule is. I had to evaluate inside my own self, my brain, wherever. You know, is it worth flying? I hate going anywhere. Let me put it to you that way. I don't like traveling. I don't like anything to do with getting away from my own life, my own house. I did enough traveling in my life, by the way, plenty of it. I don't need it anymore. There's no miracle out there waiting for me. So anyway, I don't enjoy traveling that much, let alone getting dressed up for dinner. I'm a kind of informal personality and rather reclusive at this point in my existence because my mind is always on my show or on my books and, you know, the other things that you think about. And so anyway, I took a chance. Will I see the president or not? What did I know? So, okay, I'm going to go to the dinner. Will I get a minute with him? Will I get 10 seconds with him? Will he come over? Will I get to shake his hand? Will he know I exist when I do? Will I be upstaged by someone else? Will I be reduced to nothingness? You don't know any of this, right? So you have to have faith. I had the faith in going over there. And as I said, I wound up spending a lot of time with him over dessert. I don't know. I grew up on ice cream and chocolate syrup. That's what my mother fed me. Let's see, in breakfast it was meat and eggs, then a jelly donut to go to school with, so I had narcolepsy by 9 in the morning. I fell asleep in the chair. Noon was a nice light meal of, let's say, leftover meatloaf for noon lunch, a sandwich she sent, and dinner a light meal of steak, French fries, with a cherry vanilla ice cream. How am I not dead? It's like a cardiotoxic diet. If you fed that to an animal, a lab animal, it would be dead within probably 3 months. It didn't hurt me, apparently, and I got to tell you, I ate the ice cream and the chocolate syrup, and it was wonderful. I was very sharp. I won't do it again, but it was a pleasure to do it there, because if it's good for the president, it's good for me. I'll be back. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-728. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Help the underdog Donald Trump become president of the United States. You will never be forgiven for your act of insolence by the geniuses in the news business and other avenues of the New World Order. But he's president, and they can't undo that. It's that simple. And he gave me a message, Donald Trump did, to all the listeners, directly to you. He wanted me to thank every one of you for voting for him. He knew I represented you at that table. He knew that many of you decided to vote for him because of this radio program. But he said to me, Michael, without you, I couldn't have become president. I want you to thank everyone out there who listens to you personally for voting for me. That's the message. I'm the messenger. You're the patriots who elected him. You are the patriots who have vowed to take our nation back. And, of course, standing in the way are who? Who are those standing in the way of Trump's agenda? Look at the back cover of Trump's war. Far-left radicals who have taken over the Democratic Party. Do I have to say any more than Keith Ellison? Do you realize that the most anti-Semitic lawmaker in America is now lecturing Trump on anti-Semitism? Keith Ellison, who will lead the DNC, hates Israel, and has a long history with the Nation of Islam. He's going to dictate to us what we should think of Donald Trump. Who else is standing in the way of Donald Trump's agenda? Rhinos protecting their big business special interests. War profiteers with millions to lose if Trump restores peace. That's why every time you hear Lindsey Graham or John McCain talking about Russia, 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 it's because, in my estimation, they represent the war profiteers who do not want peace. They want war. And, of course, the liberal media who will stop at nothing to bring Trump down. And let me remind you of something else. While everyone else was still talking about the election, Michael Savage was already looking ahead to the war that Trump and his supporters will have to fight. And I laid out a battle plan for victory in Trump's war. It'll be out in a few weeks. I finally have a copy, the first copy, in my hands. It's better than I ever thought it would be. And I'll talk more about the book as time goes on, but I do recommend that you get ready to go in as the army of Trump supporters to buy the document you're going to need to fight this war over the next 4 years. Do you have any questions for me before I move on to the other stories? Any questions about my sit-down with the president? I wasn't in a receiving line. I didn't get just a hello. It was over 60 minutes alone with him having dessert. Verified by everyone in attendance in the room. Not made up. Not one word that I have told you today is not real. Every word is real. And that's it. I don't know what else to say to you. Many of you want to know more of the ins and the outs. It was the greatest night of my life. He gave me a new shot at life, in a way. He gave me a new inspiration to go on. I mean, because I feel like I've done my job. You know what I'm saying? Plain English, you know, everyone has a feeling in themselves about what's left to do. What are the next milestones in their life? What do they really want to do? You know, and I felt, look, after all these years, my message has finally been picked up. We have a president. He's basically carrying forward the message of borders, language, and culture in his daily actions. He's fighting the good fight. He's going to need their help. So I figured out, I did my thing, you know, I'm saying. And he said, no, we need 25 more years from this guy, is what he said. Those are exact words to my son. We need 25 more years from this guy, he said. He's just like a regular, he's just like he is. See, I said to you over the years, I remember going back to the beginning of his appearances when they were picking on his lack of syntax in his sentences. Do you remember that conversation I had with you? People say, oh, he's stupid, he's got something wrong with him, he can't complete a sentence, his syntax is all wrong. I said, no, you don't understand something, which I do. He's speaking in shorthand, I said to you. His mind is moving so fast that he speaks in shorthand, assuming you understand what he's saying. I happen to know it very personally from a personal experience with someone who's 10 times brighter than I am, who is very much the same way. And either you understand what smart people are like or you don't. Either you understand what true captains of industry are like or you don't. I do, so I told you what it was about. Turns out to be exactly the same. It's true. And that's the story. But the media didn't get it, so they try to make him into something he isn't. And it shows you how vicious they are in the fake news business. That they take a woman as accomplished and as brilliant as Melania Trump and as good as she is, and they try to smear her for no reason. They make stuff up that is so sickening. If I were her, I'd sue every last one of them. All these walk-up girls. These jealous little girls who live in Brooklyn somewhere in an apartment they can't even afford. Ripping her to shreds. It's unbelievable to me how low the media is. It's worse than you could imagine. They're far worse than you ever thought they were. Worse. They're the worst people in America. They're the worst people in America. A prostitute on the streets in the worst city in America is more to be respected than the people who write for the New York Post who attack the First Lady. The prostitute at least knows what she is and doesn't make any bones about it. So, you know, that's it. Then you got the people in Congress like Maxine Waters. I don't know how you can put up with this. This woman, did you hear what she said over the weekend, Maxine Waters? That's the moron from Southern California who said that about the invasion, that Putin was invading Korea. That's how smart she is. On February 6, 2017, old Maxine Waters, who is so demented that she said that anyone who works for Donald Trump, she used the word, which I never used on radio. I don't like the words. Well, listen to clip two. This is a congresswoman. This is Maxine Waters, one of Obama's number one spokesmouths. Listen to this O2.
And I just think the American people had better understand what's going on. This is a bunch of scumbags. That's what they are.
Those are very strong words,
Congressman. Organized around making money.
Who do you mean by that when you call them scumbags? Who are you talking to?
All of these people who are organized with these oil and gas interests that's in the administration and friends of the President of the United States, this back channeling that you see, these are a bunch of scumbags.
Great, very classy woman, you know? That's what you got in the Obama administration, really high-class operation going on there. Well, she's still there. She's like the last tailwind of the Obama administration. But wait, if you think that she's a classy lady, listen to what old Maxine Waters had to say on February 6, 2017. This is the same genius who just said those dirty words. Listen to 04.
How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in Aleppo. And the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
This is the Democrat Party advancing to Korea. Now, as I say, I'm a compassionate man. I have a terrible soft spot for people who are ill, especially the mentally ill. And I am again going to make an offer from the bottom of my heart on this program. We are raising funds for Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi for the neurological treatment that they so desperately need. There are things that can be done today that were not available as near as a few years ago. And I'm sure that if we raise enough money on a GoFundMe site, we can get both Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi the help that they need so they can get off the public stage and stop making an embarrassment of the entire process of government. Now, in the media, filled with the worst people in America, there's someone who is the daughter of Brzezinski. The daughter of Brzezinski is as dangerous and as crazy as the father. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was the so-called national security advisor under Jimmy Carter, when Jimmy Carter destroyed and drove the Shah of Iran out of Iran and brought in the scourge of radical Islam. Never forget who did that. It was Jimmy Carter and Brzezinski who undermined the Shah of Iran, permitting the virus of radical Islam to spread where they brought Khomeini back from exile in London. This is the daughter of Frankenstein herself on More Snotty Nonsense by Chicks, MSNBC, clip 06.
And I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. And it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is the job.
Oh, that is our job. The daughter of Frankenstein Brzezinski, that's her job. Her job is to control exactly what people stink or what people think. Yeah, well, the apple doesn't fall far from the rotting tree, that's for sure. So those are some of the other things going on the show. If you'd like to have some questions now or things like that, I'm open for it. But I think I'll give you a little treat first while you're calling on my ice cream with the president. You know, there's a fellow, wonderful man, who's doing a documentary on me. He's done a bunch of footage a couple of weeks ago. Great cameraman, former Navy SEAL, great filmmaker, won't mention his name, just a great guy, all-around great guy. And I'm honored that he considers me a friend. He just sent me an email during the show, and he said, Michael, he said, and you thought that there were no more milestones? Here, Michael, just when you thought there were no more milestones, wow, way to go. And he wants to get this on film, talking about this stuff. Maybe we should just send him the MP3. And this is, I have something really fun for you right now. Years ago, when I was in South Florida in 03, I think it was earlier, it was 03, I did a thing called Can of Worms about the voters, the Democrat voters in South Florida. Remember that one? Condo commies, lunchroom Lenins, stand-up Stalins, miserable mouths, pathetic Pol Pot Marxists. It was one of my funniest shticks. I really loved it. 03, Savage Replay, Can of Worms on the Savage Nation. 38 states said yes to Bush. 12 states said yes to Gore. Are some states more equal than other states? South Florida, for example. The land of the New York Communistic Front. The millionaires grifting off the welfare state. Pretending to each other the moral indignation of the downtrodden. Acting with heads held high and jaws thrust out. As victims of the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire, Lexus liberals with Volkswagens on their brains, condo commies, lunchroom Lenins, stand-up Stalins, miserable Maos, pathetic Pol Pot Marxists using black street gangs as their body armor, stealing ballots, grifting SSI, faking disabilities, voting for Al Gore, all in a day's work, South Florida, the land of sunshine, schmoozing, and now stupidity, the whole world now knows New York Communist Democrats are too stupid to vote straight, but smart enough to twist the truth when their benefits are threatened. South Florida, the land of suntan Trotskys and delis, bypassed Bolsheviks and Buicks, air-conditioned Chays and condos, loud, lewd losers in limbo, stuck between their investments and their liberalism, lost to their religion, fervent in their non-belief, save the DNC, their new religion, corned beef commies, buffet bolshies, jogging jokesters stuck in Camelot fantasies, Kennedy their last idol, a drunk profligate warmonger covered for by his beautiful wife, Hillary, their personal Evita Peron, Bill, their shameless Shagets, Tipper, their tipsy donut, Al, their Shabbos Goy, South Florida, the land of sun and SOBs.
Savage.
Now I can see why I won the National Radio Hall of Fame Award. That is good stuff. No one can do this. I can't do it anymore. That was a high point. How many years ago? I'll do the math now. Now I'm going to get really depressed tonight. Let's see. 03 to 16, 13 years. 13 years from now. 14, oh, 17. 14 years ago. Go ahead. 14 years. 19, 2017 and 14. 17 and 14. And goodbye, Charlie. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Is the Savage Nation. So I had a great night at Mar-a-Lago. I was riding high, and of course, you know what comes after your high. Something happens and goes wrong. And the energy was so high from the whole week, and the tension, you know, will I see the president? Will I not? It worked out beyond my wildest dreams. And he thanked the audience and thanked me profusely and this and that. So the next day, I mean, I didn't have a lot more days. I was supposed to fly home Monday. Someone made arrangements for me to go down to Miami from where I was to the Miami boat show. Now, I was tired from the trip and the this and the that. Then I had technical difficulties Thursday and Friday with the MPLS system. I went anyway. It was a family obligation. So you got to drive like for an hour into Miami, then the Miami boat show. Then I got to get on another boat and go to the boat show from a house. In all the years I've been boating, and I've been boating for 20 years, I never slipped and fell on a boat. Never. I never fell. Thank God. Never had a boating accident. I'm getting off the boat Sunday at the boat show from one, like a, you know, like a 42-foot launch with a little thing of bimini on it. Normally, I don't want anyone to help me off a boat. I know it's a rule that's, I don't want any hands. These guys from the, like the, they gave me their hands, like, but their hands were greasy. They were salesmen trying to sell boats, like they were slimy. Their hands slipped. I fell backwards. I could have broken my skull. Many of you would have been very happy about that. I broke the fall going backwards with my elbow and my hip. And I felt the pain go through my shoulder blade like someone shot me with an arrow. I felt sent the shot. It was so severe, man. I tell you the truth. I almost blacked out. But being a tough guy internally, I don't look it, but inside there must be something stronger than I feel sometimes. I wouldn't let anyone see the pain. I got up and walked into the air-conditioned thing where they were having the, you know, like a thing, an exhibitor, is this and that with the free food. I sat there. The room was spinning. All I wanted was a water, and I sat there till the pain dissipated. Everyone said, oh, man, you want this, that, you need to go to the doctor. I said, leave me alone. Everyone had put ice packs on. Another one came up with put an electrical current on you. I said, please, leave me alone. Just let me restore my homeostasis my own way. I swear to God, as my witness, I used what I always used. I used a homeopathic cream of Arnica and aspirin. It's 3 days later, the pain is gone. And I'm talking like from the neck to the lower back. Gone. Nothing broke.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
That's the great First Lady, of course, Melania Trump, shocking the world by bringing God back into America with one humble reading of the Lord's Prayer this last Saturday in Florida, Melbourne, Florida. And as I said at the beginning of the outset of this show, I watched it on TV before going on to Mar-a-Lago, where I had the honor of meeting her in person. She's otherworldly, incredible woman. Forget just the beauty, okay? And they say beauty is skin deep. She's beyond otherworldly in her beauty. But for her to have the inspiration to read the Lord's Prayer, it was so shocking after 8 years of attacking God in every way possible by the previous incarnation of evil in this country. 8 years of ripping the country apart, forcing Christians to bake cakes for people that they didn't agree with their lifestyle, changing the rules of who can go to a bathroom and confusing children and messing up their brains. And not one word of criticism from the weasels and the worms in the media. It was all good, all good. So, as I say, I mean, watch her and do that prayer. It was awesome. And she outdoes Camelot. She's bigger than Jackie O ever was. And again, I want to repeat what I said earlier. When I had the opportunity to sit at the table with the president and the first lady over ice cream, actually, she left before he ordered the ice cream. I said to her, you know, I just want to say this. I know that the reason you read the Lord's Prayer, Mrs. Trump, is because you came from Eastern Europe, which was a communist at the time, and God had been driven out of your nation. God was not permitted. And you know that we'd so badly need God reintroduced here in America. She nodded, and she didn't say very much, but she nodded. She understood I got why she did that. It was very profound. I don't know if anyone's talked about this. Robert, has anyone talked about the profundity of the First Lady of the United States opening a speech for her husband with the Lord's Prayer. It's unprecedented. I mean, I don't know of it in my lifetime. Who did it? Mrs. Bush? I don't remember that. So let's skip past Obama. We know Mrs. Obama didn't. She was busy flying off to a vacation somewhere, probably. Remember what Mrs. Obama did? For the first time in my life, I'm proud to be an American. Then she abused us for 8 straight years with her travels and her put-downs every other day. Another story about slavery and racism, trying to steam up one race against the other. Have you forgotten about the war on police, steamed up by the two of them? The hatred they put out for 8 straight years? Oh, no, crime is really low. Just ask Jake and Wolfie about the low crime rates. As they conveniently forget the number of police who've been knocked off by their followers. You know, those who turn to the news to get the message of what to do. So we can talk about all of that stuff. The big deal, I've already told you my story. KSFO, Gary, go ahead, please. You're up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, I want to thank you for an inspirational life you're living in front of my eyes. 1994, I caught you on KSFO driving on Sir Francis Drake Boulevard, and my radio listening skills have improved so much since that day. I'm able to discern so much as a result of the way that you speak and talk about the truth. And the fact that you're sitting down with the president 20 years later is simply amazing and inspirational. It's given me courage to speak my mind and to stand up for the things I believe in, which are our borders, language, and culture.
Gary, you said it perfectly, and I'm going to give you a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America. I have the first copy out right now. Gary, it is miraculous, by the way. I mean, I didn't see it any other way. You know, I love the people, oh, big deal, he sat down with Trump, big deal, oh, big deal, big deal. All the doubting, oh, yeah, big deal, big deal, big deal. The biggest deal of my life. You know, it's very easy to meet the President of the United States and think he's just another guy. He's not just another guy. He's the President of the United States. And when I look back upon artists, entertainers even, who I've respected over the past, who were humbled in the presence of the President, I can name one right now, the great B.B. King, the blues artist, B.B. King. I watched a documentary about his life. Now, he grew up a religious man. That's the interesting thing. That's why he was so great as a musician, number one, and so humble as a man, number two. But I remember watching the video of his life when he was given some honor or award by the president at his time, how moved he was. He could hardly speak. He understood what it was like to be a sharecropper's son and wind up in the White House getting an award from the president. He understood what it meant to him. He didn't lose his origins in his own mind. Well, neither have I. I didn't get an award, but I got a reward. I got the biggest reward of my life. I don't need any more. What am I supposed to get tomorrow, a Nobel Prize? I don't need a Nobel Prize. It's, to me, the human touch. If you can walk with kings and never lose the common touch, then you will be a man, my son. I'll never forget that, Rudyard Kipling. Never forget that as long as I live. If you can walk with kings and never lose the common touch, you will be a man. Then you will be a man, my son. That's amongst many other fabulous couplets in that great poem. Well, there it is. What can I say to you? 855-407-282 is the phone number. I know many of you want to ask questions or say things, but this is your show today. I was your representative. I was your ambassador to the President of the United States. In him putting his arm on my shoulder and saying, this guy needs another, we need him for another 25 years. He was saying that to you through me. He gave me that energy, and I'm giving you the President's energy. He said to me, I wouldn't be president were it not for you. What he was saying is, tell the audience out there, I wouldn't be president were it not for them. And he knew I was with him from the beginning. I didn't equivocate. Did I ever equivocate along the way? Did I waver? No, I was in the trenches with him when he was dismissed and laughed off in the early primaries, if you remember. All the great neocon ventriloquists out there were crapping on him. Then they embraced him once he won. Now they're attacking him again. And I'm telling you right now, there's going to be terrible things coming. Terrible things are going to happen. I'm not a fool. I know history. And I also know how powerful these forces are in the world and how badly they want him to fail. how badly they want him to stumble and fall. They're counting on it. They're plotting around the clock. They're scheming in dark places on how to bring him down. I'm going to be with him right through it all. You watch and you wait and you see. Things are going to happen that you can't believe. I intend to be here for the entire ride. Right here on the microphone. I don't need any more. But more will happen. Here's something odd that I meant to say. I forgot to say it before. There's a purely intuitive program. Do you remember I told you last November, I think it was after the election when I had not heard from the president and I wasn't on invited to the inauguration. Remember all those dark days for me? I was hurt by it. Of course, I know why it happened now, which I'm not going to tell you. Let's put it to you this way. The president didn't even know it had happened. Let's leave it at that. But some of the individuals who were sort of acting in that manner are no longer going to be seen in the same prominence that you have been used to seeing them in their $5,000 dresses. The thing is, here we are. So last November, I happened to go to L.A. I have a house down there. I have a studio there. I haven't been there. I should go there soon. I love traveling so much. Maybe I could fall off a boat down there next. It gets worse. So I met the fortune teller, the guy who reads palms, Vernon Mahabal, remember him? I've been in touch with him for years on this show. He would call once in a while, send me stuff, and he was always very, very predictive. He's a great guy. And when I met him, he said to me, he read the palm, he said, look, I did the whole chart. He said, just be patient. He said, in the middle of January, the Trump administration is going to come back to you in a way you can't imagine. Well, it wasn't mid-January, but it was mid-February, wasn't it? That's pretty close. But he made another prediction, and he said to me, you don't have to do anything, but during 2017, I think he said, you will become a household name, more so than you could ever imagine, way beyond your radio show. He said, you're going to have to fight for it, but you will be known as a major spokesman in the media, way beyond the radio show. Now, I don't know what he meant, but I think he said 2017. It could have been 2019. I don't know. I will have to look it up. So all I'm saying to you is there are forces in the universe controlled by God, controlled by destiny, that are operational, that are working both for America, for you and me. That's what I'm trying to say to you. This is a very odd day today on the radio. I got to tell you, I kind of knew what I was going to say to you. I sketched out a few ideas as I usually do. But I've walked this line with you for an hour and a half or more right now. And I feel I'm on solid ground, on solid earth. And I feel I'm communicating as well as I possibly can to each and every one of you. The bottom line is the President of the United States wants to thank every one of you for supporting him and voting for him. And he told me he will not disappoint you. He will try to do everything he promised you. Did you hear me? That's the message. That's the message right there. It's about you when you think about it. If I was just a guy on the radio with a microphone, what would it matter to him? He knows I'm a vehicle between him and you and between you and him. That's what I'm saying to you. And he also knows it's the most important radio show in America in terms of his agenda. And his messaging and his communication with you. That's what I'm trying to say to you. So expect more, not less. Borders, language, and culture. The message is the same. It has not altered since 1994. It will not alter till the end of time. Because no one has defined what a nation, how a nation is defined better than I have. Ever. I've looked for it. How do you define a nation? I've read 100 different ways. What is a nation? How do you define it? No one has written it better than me. Borders, language, and culture, that defines every nation on earth. Do you know that? Now, who opposes this? The globalists, the Pope, the Marxists. They oppose borders. They oppose the language of the nation. They oppose individual cultures of a nation. They want one world order, maybe Esperanto, which is what Soros spoke as a young boy with his father over there. Taught the boy Esperanto. He wanted one language for the whole world to annihilate all languages. And the only culture would be the culture that he controls, the madman. So when I say Trump's war is battle for America, I'm not just making up words. These are powerful messages. This is a powerful message. It's the most powerful message I've ever written. And it's my final message in politics. There's nothing more I can do or will do. Trump's war is battle for America. If there is another book, it will be the God book. If there's another book. If there's a book after that, it will be about my years collecting plants in the South Pacific. I have a 375-page manuscript which is being transcribed as I speak. I found it. It was to be thrown out about a month before. This is all true. All my years, I ate my heart out, not making a dime, borrowing, working three jobs, raising children, rushing off to do research because nobody would fund it. Because I had faith in the work itself. I had faith that in those plants that I was collecting, someday someone would go backward and back into these botanical specimens and find a cure for something. That's what I kept believing would be, you know, happening. I don't know if it ever happened. I have no idea. Maybe years from now it'll happen. It's the same faith that I have. It's a blind faith. It's a faith. You know what the word faith means? Look up the word belief and faith. I once studied that. Belief and faith. They're very interesting words. They're very different words, by the way. Faith and belief are two different words. They have totally different meanings. I have, when I make up my mind and I have faith in something, there's almost nothing that can stop me. A religious man told me when I was down and really down and beaten up by life and this and that, whatever. He said to me, Michael, if you find God, you can move mountains. He said, listen to me. He said, if you can find God and bring God into your heart, you can move mountains. I'll let you think about that, and I'll be back in a minute to talk about it on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, look, you can have surgery to look years younger, but why would you want to do that? What do you need surgery for? All you have to do is call now to try Esthetique XV, the absolute best, most advanced wrinkle treatment, totally risk-free. Plus, Chamonix will give you the Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness for free. It works under the eyes. You heard me right. I said free Genucel, a gift with no strings attached, just for trying Esthetique XV today. You will look and feel years or even decades younger with flawless, silky smooth skin and no bags of puffiness without harmful surgery and injections. It's guaranteed or you get your money back. Call right now. You'll also get a second surprise luxury gift absolutely free. Call 800-SKIN-891, 800-SKIN-891, or visit www.xvbeauty.com. Order Esthetique XV Wrinkle Cream now and get Genucel Puffiness Treatment and Genucel Immediate Effects absolutely free. Order right now. Shipping is also free. All you got to do is call 800-SKIN-891, 800-SKIN-891. That's 800-SKIN-891, one of my great sponsors that lets me bring my message to you. Now, before this hour comes to a conclusion, I've got to say this. At the end of these two amazing hours, I reported to you after visiting, very unexpectedly, but very hopefully, with President Trump for a very long time in a very public setting. It's verified by the people who were there. Hundreds of them saw the meeting, the sitting over the dessert. And I got to say this, he's a regular guy. He's just what he appears to be. He's a nice person. He's a good person. And Mrs. Trump is a great first lady who has brought God back into the public arena. The best first lady we've had in our lifetime. And I open the show by playing her prayer from the Saturday rally in Melbourne, Florida. I'm quite surprised that nobody else in talk radio picked up on the significance of her reading the Lord's Prayer. To me, it was the most significant event of the presidency. Very surprised that the geniuses in the news business haven't picked up on that. I guess they can't bash God at risk of losing everything. But perhaps tomorrow they will somehow bash her for bringing God back to America. But we're with them. I hope you're with me because I'm with you. I'm for you. And we're all fighting Trump's war together. God bless America. Thank you for listening.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Es legal que agentes de migración se hagan pasar. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Yeah, you're going to see a lot more of the agent de migración. Believe me, a lot more of them coming to clean up America. And, of course, we want California to deport felons released from prison who are in the U.S. illegally. We want them all gone. We see that the police are dying as a result of the stupidity of the liberals who are running the state. Cop was killed in Whittier. Convicted felon, in and out of jail, tattoos all over his face. Released from jail by Moonbeam, shot a police officer and killed him, shot his partner, injured him. And of course the felon is given the best of medical care. He survived. He survived the tattooed gentleman from the Mayan country. Convicted felon released from prison, killed a Whittier officer, shot his partner, but he's gotten the best of medical care as a result of Jerry Brown's police prison reforms. So we want them gone. We want California in particular to deport felons released from prison who are in the U.S. illegally. Welcome to the Savage Nation Part 3. Trump plans to roll back transgender student protections. How about reversing that from the fake news headline to the true news headline? Trump plans to back straight student protections. Does that work for you? Authorities close in on Dakota Access protest camp. Some activists, meaning communist agitators, vow to stay and fight. Put them in jail. Stop already with the activists. They don't have a job. Who's paying them to be at the pipeline? You go to work every day. I go to work every day. How do they go to the Dakota Access pipeline every day? Where do they get the money from? Who's paying them? Who? Mr. Esperante, George Soros. Now, in the first 2 hours, I was talking about dessert with Donald Trump. I'll put it to you that way. Ice cream with Donald Trump. But the Lord's Prayer that was read by Mrs. Trump at the rally prior to the Mar-a-Lago meeting with me and the president was really the story. That was the subtext of the whole story. God is watching over America again. And through her, we heard that. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or you're Jewish. You know what I'm saying to you. We have lived through a chill against the church, a chill against religious people, enacted by the atheists in the Justice Department under the thumb of Barack Obama for 8 straight years. And we feel free now. We feel like we can walk proudly as people who believe in God, people of faith, can walk freely in America again. So there's a lot of great things happening in the country. And I have to tell you that you're part of this greatness. And I believe we're going to see ups and downs over the next months and years. And I will be with the president from the beginning right through eternity, or infinity, if you want to put it to you that way. You're going to see things that you can't believe happen in this country. They're being plotted right now by the evildoers behind the scenes. The evildoers, the liars, the fake news people. Anything they can do to undermine them. Now, I didn't do something yet. Remember I said I had my assistant with me? Someone said, oh, you can't bring him in there tomorrow, Largo. I said, I'm leaving him in the parking lot. He's not going to sit out there. So he works for me, comes in with me. So he didn't come to the tables with us, but he sat in the bar, and something went on that I didn't know about. He didn't write it. He talked to staff in the club. You know how workers talk to workers? So he wrote this up for me. He said, Ryan O'Callaghan said, attending Mar-a-Lago was not only a privilege that I will never forget, but it was also a learning experience. He said, I was able to get a sense of how his staff felt about our president as a person. I was blown away. These are his words. 28-year-old kid. Man, he said, I spent almost 3 hours inside the club talking to staff, and it seemed to me that about 90% of all staff were immigrants from all over the world. Jamaica, South Africa, Cuba, Britain, and others. I wasn't sure if he said, I know where they came from. He said, from the cleaning crew to club management, it seemed like everyone I talked to was an immigrant to this country. The best part is that every single one of the people I talked to who worked for Donald Trump all loved him. They loved to work for him, loved to support him. They had nothing to say but great things about him. He never complains about anything, never treats anyone poorly, always respectful no matter who you are or what your position is in that club. He is just a great person to work for and be around. These are, I am quoting my assistant right now. Now, I didn't say go out there and see what you can dig up. I never said that. I didn't ask him to do this. But he quietly said to me on the plane ride home, he said, you know, I talked to some of the workers and I said, what'd they say? He said, they said great things about him. I said, type it up. Here's the rest of what he said. The Jamaican man who managed the bar told me that he had immigrated to this country and he started working for Donald Trump 6 years ago. He told me the boss was the greatest man to work for. While the news played in the background, he pointed at the TV and said to me, all the bad things they say, it's all fake. It really is fake news. I voted for him. We all voted for him. He's a great man. He concluded by saying this was the most amazing thing I could have ever heard. I had seen proof that the media and the news is insanely fake. This is the kid who works for me, that's all. So take it for what it is. You're not going to read this anywhere. No one's going to report what I just read to you. I'm still the outsider. I'm the odd man out. Only the president of the United States likes me. But I guess those in the media don't like me yet. I'm nobody to them. Well, all I can tell you is the messaging is there. Borders, language, and culture. Here on the West Coast, worst flooding in 100 years hits San Jose, forcing 14,000 to evacuate. And the culprit? I guess they can blame it on Donald Trump, like the levees in New Orleans somehow. He didn't put up sandbags somewhere in this, up in the Sierras in time. He was busy working for Big Oil, according to Maxine Waters. Yeah, he could have put in sandbags. Worst flooding in 100 years hit San Jose, forcing 14,000 to evacuate. Who are you going to blame? If there's a drought, it's global warming. If there's a flood, it's global warming. Whatever it is, global, they have the answer already built in. No, no science is necessary. They have the built-in answer. That's madness. And I'll bring it right back. I'll bring it back home, man. I'll bring it back home. I'll bring it right back home. I told you that I had put a message to the president after we initially had met in the club that I wanted to talk with him about saving billions of dollars in the sciences by tightening up on some of the fake science. I said, Mr. President, you know, you've talked about fake news. I would really like to help you about the fake science in America. It's been completely distorted and distorted. He said, what do you mean, global warming? I said, that's only part of it. They faked almost everything from medicine to global warming. I'd love to help you with that. So he asked me something about global warming, and I was going to give him a little speech on the Vostok ice core samples, which is definitive proof to me. And it was covered very well in Government Zero, and I cover it again in Trump's War in great detail. I cut to the chase. He's a busy man. His mind is in a million things at once. So I looked at him, and I learned to do this in the fourth grade in the Bronx. Speak fast and speak accurately, or forever get your head beaten in. I learned that in the bathrooms of the Bronx. I learned how to talk real quickly in order to get in and out of that PS-48 bathroom without getting pummeled. So anyway, I said, President Trump, there have been at least 5 ice ages that have occurred since recorded history, and all of them occurred, they came and they went, and all of them occurred prior to industrialization. He, big smile, he got it. Simple. See, I can speak in shorthand too, but I gave you a fact that's irrefutable. Explain to me, if you will, all your geniuses in the global warming racket. How do you explain the 5 ice ages that occurred and that dissipated? Where'd the ice go? What made the ice disappear? Was it the Model T Ford? Was it carbon dioxide? What was it? Do you have the answer to that? Now, don't confuse me with the polluter. I've done more to make this earth cleaner and greener than any of you have. I can guarantee that. Oh, yeah, I can guarantee that one. I'm Mr. Green himself. I wrote Plant the Tree in 1975. I was like Johnny Appleseed Savage. I went city to city and state to state trying to regreen America. So, you know, I have the bona fides in this area. I spent many years doing this. And the science does not support that man is destroying the earth at all. The fact is that fake science is destroying man's mind. Just as fake news is destroying the mind of mankind, so is fake science. So if you care to comment on any of this, please don't bother. The phone number is 855-407-282. If you want to see the picture, it's on michaelsavage.com. It's a great picture. It's one that I'll remember. It's an interesting thing of fingers, how my left finger almost touches his right thumb. It's fair. I saw it after the shot. He's such a great guy. My son pulled out the camera and said, can we get a picture? He said, the Secret Service, no pictures. There are no pictures allowed in there for obvious reasons. President, no, let him take a picture with Savage. Let him have the picture. I'm sorry, we overrode them. Remember that at the Melbourne rally? He said to me, now I remember, it came back to me, wait. He said to me, did you see that guy, he said, I called up on the stage? I said, yes. He said, what do you think of it? I said, I was jealous. I said it right to him. I said, I wished it was me being called up on the stage. You remember when he gave the speech in Melbourne on Saturday before I met him? And there was a guy, like an average Eddie out there, who had been interviewed, this and that. He said, wait a minute, I see a guy out there who's been on television today. I want him up here. So he started to come forward, and the Secret Service almost tackled the guy. And he said, no. He's definitely going to take him down. He said, leave him alone. Get up. He said, you can jump that fence. He's in good shape. Get up here. The guy jumps the fence and comes up and gave a little heartfelt talk. You know, that was so great. Right? Well, that's the way he is. That's the way he is. He's real. He's honest. It's why we love him. It's why we voted for him. It's why we're going to follow him through the gates of hell, by the way. And all the fake newsmen, you know what? Let them do what they do. That's all they can do. Many of them have done this since they went to the school of journalism that they went to. They learn how to make things up. Learn how to make it and fake it. That's all. So that's it. We'll do what we do. They can do what they do. It's a big world. We all get along. And that's it. They can keep making up all the stories they want. And his ratings will keep going up. Meanwhile, we got to fight for his agenda. His battle for America is very real. We are the patriots who elected him. We vowed to take our country back. And standing in our way are many, many forces, and we've got to overcome them. It's that simple. And by Mrs. Trump reading a Lord's Prayer in Melbourne at that rally, we have God on our side. They don't. Period. End of story. Let me take some calls. I'm having a nice time today. I don't know how it'll replay in my head tonight. You know, radio's an interesting business. You do a show, and then you'd go through your evening, and then you lay down, you put your head on the pillow, and the lights go out, and you got to go through the day in your head again. And sometimes the show comes back to me, either whole or in part. I don't know how this is going to play tonight, but I'm feeling real good about it. Ken on KSFO Line 9, go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much. I'm a proud son of a Marine Raider in the South Pacific. My dad was in the battles of Saipan, and I just always wanted to share that. This is the first time I ever got in, so I'm so grateful for him. But more importantly, Donald Trump. There's three qualities of this man that I wanted to share with your listeners. One, he doesn't lie. He's a very successful businessman. He doesn't have to remember about getting caught up in his lies. Number two, he shows us his vulnerability. He shows us his chinks in his armor, and that's where God lives, in a man like that that's humble. And three, every night before he goes to bed, I bet you he asks Melania, what did I do well today, and what can I do to improve? And he listens to her. And her speech on Saturday made that very clear.
Did you watch her speech and reading the Lord's Prayer? Did you watch it with your own eyes?
My own eyes, man. I mean,
No, let me back up. We're talking about the first lady getting up at the rally before the president and very unexpectedly reading the Lord's Prayer. Did you watch it, and what effect did it have on you?
Watch it. I heard it on you when I played it on through the internet. No, the effect was, I have a personal relationship with God, and I'm not going to tell you who that is. But he is all over Donald Trump, and I'll guarantee you the liberals will never understand it.
That's correct. And unfortunately, I am 22 minutes. I'm so late. I heard you. Yes, God understands it. God is back in America after 8 years of being beaten up by atheists who kicked God out of the White House, kicked God out of America, kicked God out of the classroom, kicked God out of the bathroom, kicked God out of everyone's heart. God is back because of Mr. and Mrs. Donald Trump.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or swissamerica.com. the bathroom bill that Donald Trump is opposing, or what's he doing? They're making it sound like he's evil. He's not evil. What actually is it? What is he actually doing? Do you have any idea? The media sounds like he's attacking trannies or kids who are confused about their sexuality. I know you're not supposed to say that. Say one word. They're confused. Kids. I've heard the whole story. There are different shades of sexuality. I understand it very well, just as I understand science. I understand gender studies. Okay, I've been around a while. Not everyone is born 100% male or 100% female. Do I have to spell it out for you? There are shades of sexuality. There's male-male. There's female-female. Then now go down the chain right to the middle. And you can figure out all the varieties of human sexual presentation in the phenotype, if you want to get specific. So that doesn't mean you change it man and woman because of people who may be within the shades of sexuality. You're born a woman, you go in a woman's room. You're born a man, you go in the men's room. And that's the end of the story. You leave the world alone. Don't try to change the world according to you. You know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Don't come into Rome and have them bow down to Allah, in essence. That's what's going on. If you try to understand where I'm coming from here, that's where I'm coming from here. It's all part and parcel of the same bending of reality. That's my opinion. It's one man's opinion. Is that legal? Would I need some approval from somewhere? I have to turn to someone. Oh, wait, Maxine Waters will tell me whether I can think the way I think. I'll call her up. She's still trying to figure out where Korea is. She thinks it's next to Crimea. And Nancy Pelosi is trying to figure out whether a meatball is a ravioli still. She's gotten mixed up lately. And again, I'm a compassionate man. We have a GoFundMe site for the neurological treatment that Mrs. Walters and Mrs. Pelosi obviously need. We're trying to get them the best neurological care available, and it's not in Iran. This is the Savage Nation. If you'd like to call the show, the phone number is not available to you because we're sold out. But we're talking mainly about my meeting with Mr. Trump, the president, over ice cream and chocolate syrup Saturday night in Mar-a-Lago. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
It is the Savage Nation. Every second counts. Every second counts. Different sides of the tracks cut through our neighborhoods there. He was on one side, I was on the other. But, you know, we breathe the same air. But he speaks the same vernacular. That's the thing that I think you're picking up today. Remember, his father, Fred, is also an unsung hero. Another man maligned by the vermin in the media. I found some stories about Fred Trump, by the way, that I mentioned to Mr. President, President Trump, that I don't think he was not aware of them. That's the funniest part. I said, you know, President Trump, I was very surprised to learn that your father had given money to a little group of Jewish people to build a synagogue. He gave them the land way back when, before anyone knew of him. He said, really? He didn't know that. And I found the article from a Jewish newspaper. He gave them a piece of land in Brooklyn or somewhere, quite valuable, by the way, to build a synagogue on. You didn't hear any of that with the smears going on. Anti-Semitism, this and that. What a bunch of garbage. These people will indict anybody who is not a left-wing Marxist. They indict you on a lie, and then they take the lie and run with it. The opposite. Everything is the opposite of what they say. The opposite. You talk about that. How about, like, the Academy Awards coming up? Like, I won't watch it, of course. Do I want to watch Meryl Streep bashing Donald Trump? No. How do you feel about hearing political speeches during award shows? Well, there's a poll that just came out. You want to hear the poll? I dislike it, 69%. Clinton voters love it. They love politics, as long as it's bashing Trump and bashing America. Bashing white people, they love it. So sickening. 79% of Clinton voters plan to watch this year's ceremony compared with 66% of Trump voters. What am I going to watch it for? A bunch of drug addicts talking about things they know nothing of? I'm going to watch Leon DiCaprio get up there and talk about pollution and the global warming when he rushes back to his jet to be with the wonderful girls and go off to his yacht to pollute the Caribbean? And you think I'm going to listen to Meryl Streep having a nervous breakdown on the air again about nothing that she knows anything about? How many times have I told you all these years, what is the Academy Awards? It is a trade show. It's like this Barone Sanitation. It's like the sanitation men get together every year somewhere at a country club in New Jersey. And they give each other like Dumpster of the Year Award. Who had the prettiest, cleanest dumpsters in New Jersey? And now we present the winner of the cleanest dumpster in New Jersey, Barone Sanitation. That's to me what the Academy Awards is. And now the man who painted the best signs on the dumpsters. And they roll the drums and the winner is. That's to me what the Academy Awards. It's a trade show that the gonoffs who created Hollywood created 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago. 90 years ago. How long? I don't know. They said, how can we get the average rube to pay attention to our industry even more? Why don't we create something called the Academy Awards? We'll get some golden idol. We'll make it real important. We'll get envelopes. We'll rip them open. We'll have people cry on the stage about how humbled they are by the award. And the schmucks will line up around the block to watch it. Okay, let's call it what? I don't know. Let's call it Hollywood Awards? No, let's call it the, I don't know, Acting Awards? No. Academy? Yeah, Academy. What's the Academy? We'll come up with an Academy. We'll make up an Academy. That's the Academy Awards. Why should I watch it? Frankly, I would rather watch a reality show of the Garbage Men Awards. Be more interesting to me. See, Garbage Men getting awards than these people. So that's it. What you get from me is what you get from me. And that's, I don't like political, boring, phony, long speeches by actors who are drugged up. Pardon me. KSFO, Vince, line 4, what's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Dr. Savage, thanks for taking my call. You know, you really hit a nerve with me when you talked about God. You know, he came back into my life, and it's really changed everything. I believe he works through you too, Michael. And that's how I believe he came to go down to see Trump and just recently and had, you know, dessert with him.
I wasn't good. I got to tell you again, if you didn't hear it the first time, I really evaluated whether to go or not. It's a long way. I live in San Francisco. This is in Palm Beach. I was invited to the dinner. I loved the people who were at the table. I knew Chris Ruddy for 20 years. I know Laura Ingraham for 20 years. It was great. But it's a long deal for me to go across the country, etc. And the thought was maybe I will get a chance to say hello to the president. First of all, we didn't know if he'd be there. That's number one. No one knew if he'd be there. It was like a maybe. Number two, if he was there, would he even see me? That's number two. Or would I be disappointed or humiliated in having gone that far? Well, it turned out like if you, like 0 to 1,000, it was 10,000. It was 10,000 the trip. I took a chance, that's all. God rewarded me for my faith. It's that simple.
He sure did. And, you know, I believe God worked miracles with this election because I couldn't believe, you know, the night of the election, and I saw the results coming in, and it was all...
Right, and he was losing. They said, oh, he's losing, right? They had it all counted already. She was already... She had the victory cellar, the fireworks lined up.
And when he won, it was like, oh, my goodness, God had to intervene.
That's right. No, I'm telling you, for a long shot, underdog to come away with the prize like this. I thought America loves an underdog, except when he's a conservative, I guess. They don't love him. All right, Vince, I got to run along. That's so beautiful. It's like 30 seconds or less now. People are so anxious to call the show. It's a great show. WRVA in Virginia, Edison Line 6, 30 seconds or less. Thanks for calling the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to tell you it's like meet the president, man, when I talk to you. I've been listening to you since the 90s. Congratulations on your book, Trump's War.
Wait, you've been listening to me since when, Edison? Since when, did you say?
The 90s. I think it was around 97, 98.
Okay, I got it. Down there in Virginia. So, what's on your mind today?
You were talking on radio at night, and now it's the daytime. But anyway, I just wanted to thank you. Congratulations on your book. I believe in God. I don't believe in fortune tellers, but I do believe in God, and I thank you for all the work that you've done for us. You're a godsend. God bless you, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Okay, I'm going to send you a copy of Trump's War. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful hardcover book. It is my Bible. This is it. This is the Savage Bible, Trump's War's Battle for America. You know, I got to look at it right now. I'm looking at the picture of me. All the other pictures had me with the fedora, and I changed this one to this cap. I'm saying, you know, it's like a different look. It's like the working man kind of look. Kind of like a little upscale working man, but it's the working man. Saying, is it the right look, or is it going to be wanted the fedora? You don't know. It is what it is. Trump's war against the war machine is such an important chapter. My God, it's so important. When you listen to McCain, who wants perennial war, and, you know, each chapter has solutions, savage solutions on Trump's war against the war machine. May I read you the solutions in the book? There are four. Stand firm on peace with Russia. Combat the war propaganda with the bully pulpit. Destroy ISIS and then leave the Middle East. Bring our troops home from unnecessary deployments. That's it. Every chapter has solutions. You can flip through it. You don't have to read the book. Just get the solutions. Now you have professional warmongers like John McCain, who I don't know if he's deranged or just a sellout. I don't know what to make of this guy. Here it is again. Where is this? The Trump thing? I worry about Trump. Here we go. Okay, here it is. Here is John McCain, the warmonger, in clip 9.
I think many of his statements have been contradictory. Some of them have indicated that. I'm very pleased with the national security team that he has around him. We're here in Munich, by the way, and General Mattis and General Kelly, I think that, and the Vice President gave a very good speech today. But I worry about statements which upset our friends at a time when the strains on the European Union and Europeans are greater than they have been since any time since the end of the Cold War.
Our strains on the European Union? You mean the New World Order, the New World Marxist Soviet Union, that the Brits have voted to leave, John? You are an evil man. Forget about your father and your grandfather. They were great. You're evil. Do you know what John McCain has done to upset peace in this world? Do you know that he went to Egypt and tried to maintain the Muslim Brotherhood stranglehold over the Egyptian people? Do you know he went to Ukraine and tried to start a war with Russia? Do you have any idea how deranged this warmonger is? You talk about a loose cannon? This is worse than a loose cannon. He almost sank the aircraft carrier he was on in the Vietnam War. You say, oh, it's an accident. He pressed the wrong button. He got fatumbled. He pressed the button and a Zuni missile shot off of his jet on the deck. He almost sank the ship. This crazy old coot is almost going to sink America, the ship of state, if they don't stop this idiot. He's another one. I'm a compassionate man. And I'm offering to John McCain the same offer I made to Maxine Waters and to Nancy Pelosi. I have a GoFundMe site I'm setting up to raise funds for the best neurological treatment in the world for the condition that you exhibit. And I don't exactly know what it is, but there's help you can get, John, that didn't exist in your earlier years, whether it was being dropped on your head or having a ball bearing dropped on your head when you were a little boy. We can help you now. There's help that can be found, and if we get you sufficient help, maybe you can become sane again. KSFO, Mike, line 1. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation. What's you're on your mind? Mike, line 1, are you there? Going once, going twice, Mike gone. Steven on KSFO, line 3, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. Good to meet you. Good to hear from you. I've been a listener of yours since before the election. I made a mistake of polling for Bernie until I realized he was a sellout.
Good.
And I've got 3 of your books, Government Zero, Scorched Earth, and what's the other one? I've got the other one, sorry.
You got the other one called Stop the Coming Civil War. Well, now you got a copy of Trump's War. But what's on your mind today?
I wanted to congratulate you on your big dessert.
That's a good one. The Big Dessert. That's a funny title of the short film, The Big Dessert.
Yeah, my brother actually got me onto you.
That's funny.
For me and I.
When the president served me the plate of ice cream with the different ice creams and the chocolate syrup, and I don't eat sweets, as you well know. I haven't eaten them in my whole life, since childhood, really. I never touch them. How could I say no? If it's good enough for him, I figured I had to eat it. So that I let myself go. And I dipped into that vanilla ice cream in the chocolate syrup. I almost fainted. It was so good. Well, I knew I'd pay for it later on, like with the hypoglycemia, but it was well worth it. I was pretty sharp during the conversation.
Well, I hope.
All right, stay in the line. You're getting Trump's war. It's going to go out to you just as soon as possible. It finally came in the mail. So look at the news that's happening right now. Very, very big news. Very big news on the national security front. The national security team is a big deal. If you want to know what went on in there, I could pretty much figure it out. No one told me this. You know, Lieutenant General Flynn was ousted, as I went on and on last week, because he was a scapegoat. And he was replaced by Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. Now, what actually happened, in my opinion, I don't think I expressed it to you, is this. I think it was pretty clear to me, by what I have read today, that McMaster was assured that if he took the job on the national security team as the head of it, he could bring in his own people. That means demote Steve Bannon off the team. Because let me tell you something, a junior grade officer, which is what Steve was in the Navy, and I respect him for it enormously, is not the same as a lieutenant general or an admiral. And I don't think any Navy SEAL admirals wanted to report to a junior grade officer or have an equal status with them. It's that simple. If it's anything, a military is extremely hierarchical. And what I read today was that Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster was given a green light to make up the National Security Council any way he wants. And that means that Steve, as good as he is not going to be on that team anymore. That's what I think is coming. I don't know. Steve is very important to Mr. Trump, President Trump, and I think he'll have a very important role for a long time. Because of all people on the team, you can mark my words, write them down, he knows the threat of radical Islam better than anyone. And he's not been afraid to say it. And I think that's an important voice for the president to hear, frankly. However, in terms of the National Security Council, I don't believe that the head guys from the military want, in essence, someone who is below them in the military on equal footing with them. That's it. It's as plain as I could say it to you. It's as plain as chocolate syrup and vanilla ice cream. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Well, I'll end the show sort of the way I began it. I said to you that on Saturday, before going to Mar-a-Lago, I watched the TV and I saw the speech that the president gave at Melbourne, Florida, and I was shocked, actually stunned, by the transformational aspect of the First Lady Melania reading the Lord's Prayer before the president appeared on stage. It was beyond belief what it did to me to see this. It was not scripted. It was not prepared. No one knew she was going to do it. I'll just tell you from the horse's mouth, nobody knew what she was going to do. No one told her what to do. She's an independent lady. And she is otherworldly beautiful. She is gracious. She is a new spiritual leader for this nation. She's better than any first lady I've seen in my lifetime. She far outdoes Jackie Onassis, who lived only for her own self and her own narcissism. And when I met Mrs. Trump for a few minutes before she left, I sat with the president, I said to her how moved I was by her prayer, and I told her I understood what she was doing, having grown up in a communist nation where God was outlawed, basically kicked out of the nation, how important it was for her to exert her independence and her sense of freedom living here in America. I saw the recognition of she understood that I got what she was saying, and I think I spoke for the nation when I say that. I think I speak for all of you when I say to you that she speaks for America. She speaks from the heart. She's brought God back into the political world after 8 years of wandering in the desert with the last crew that was in there who drove God out of the White House and out of the nation. The Lord is a God of retribution. O God of retribution, reveal yourself. Judge of the earth, arise, render to the arrogant their recompense. How long shall the wicked, O Lord, how long shall the wicked exult?